Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sam Keir, host of Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. For the past 12 months, I've been talking to T20 star David Visa, getting his take from behind the scenes at the IPL, the 100 and the rest of the world's biggest leagues.
That's the don't nearly view system deal. There's no ways in my mind that was up.
These guys don't know how to win at this stage.
He had his driver pick him up in his Bentley.
People start chanting your name. You kind of have to pinch yourself.
Hitman for Hire, a year in the life of a franchise cricketer. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sport Social.
The 1865 Match Report.
Welcome to 1865, the Nottingham Forest podcast with me, Rich Ferraro. It's Tuesday the 23rd of August and Forest have faced a potential banana skin with a trip to Grimsby Town in the Carabao Cup second round. Now, we all expected that certain players would be rested, but what you might not have expected was 11 changes to the first team. So Forest lined up with Wayne Hennessy in goal, across the back three, Julian Biancon, Cheku Kouyaté and Loic Mbeso. Alex Mighton and debutant Aaron Donnelly were at wing-back, with Ryan Yates and Remo Freuler in the middle of the park. Cafu was playing as a number 10 behind Sam Surridge and Emmanuel Dennis. And we had an incredibly young bench. So amongst other players, Ollie Hammond came on, Dale Taylor came on, Alex Gibson-Hammond and Billy Fuster were on the bench. And the other debutant worth noting tonight, Zach Abbott, who in just another 2 days will discover his GCSE results. So if you wanted to feel old, there you go. As you'll know by now, Forest managed to get the victory. It was 3-0. The scoreline does sometimes belie the story of the game. So obviously, clean sheet, that's a good thing. Ryan Yates and Sam Surridge scored in the first half with two excellent finishes. And Surridge added a third goal for the Reds with about 15 minutes to go. But in between times, particularly just after half-time, Grimsby did make a real go of it. So they will feel a little bit disappointed not to have scored a goal themselves. But on the whole, as Steve Cooper said, on these occasions it's about getting some minutes into the legs of the first team squad, having a look at some of the players. Donnelly in particular did really well and played the full 90. And also, let's not forget that, you know, ultimately it's got to be a case of job done, hasn't it? Now, we have a guest match reporter making his 1865 debut. George Edwards is fresh back from Blundell Park, so George, tell us about the game.
Forest were able to get over the line eventually against Grimsby Town. They played really well, Grimsby did, but they were just unlucky not to score a goal as we won 3-0. I was very happy to see Biancon and Surridge in the starting 11. They both had very strong, good pre-seasons and they both could be very pivotal in our pursuit of survival in the Premier League, especially Surridge as he's such a good finisher. In vital moments, we could need him to be fit and sharp. So I think it's important that they get match minutes alongside five debuts for Forest as well. So I think it was good from Cooper. It was still a strong team, but I was really happy with the way that we went out and the mindset that we had from early on. Really, the rooms were in our faces. There was a strong smell of fish and chips in the air, as is the case on Grimsby. As I was walking towards the stadium, there was people queuing in outside two or three fish and chip shops. So I'm sure they got plenty of money in. But the smell of that was quickly drowned out by the smell of sweat due to the tightly packed away end that's behind the goal at Grimsby. I think people on the back row couldn't even see the far goal because the stadium roof overhanged. So there was a lot of people just stood on the steps and stood in the gangways and stuff. So there wasn't that much space, really. And that was probably replicated by the fact that we were singing "My Garden Shed is Bigger Than Yours" in tribute to Grimsby's not so brilliant stadium. But for a League Two stadium, I suppose it wasn't that bad, and it's not as bad as Luton. So that's always the benchmark for stadiums, isn't it, really? It was sort of a classic feel. You'd say Forest were the better team, I would say, after a rough start. Like I say, Grimsby were in our faces, but pretty quickly they quietened down and Forest had a lot of the ball, but were just unable to really find an opening early on. But they did take the lead just about after 15 minutes, I think it was. It was Yates, a brilliant finish. We pressed high up the pitch, won it back, and then Yates was played in by Dennis, I think it was, and he emphatically finished it high into the roof of the net. It was an excellent finish from our captain. He played really well, actually, leading the youngsters around him, Ryan Yates, and he just looked really confident in our midfield. And returning from injury, I think he can be a really, really important asset to us in the Premier League. It was becoming clear as well that Grimsby's only real chance to get past us was from throw-ins. They had an absolute monster of a throw-in. I think it was their fullback, and he was brilliant at throw-ins. He just launched it in the box and it flew right into the penalty area. And we did well, actually, to keep out the headed balls. You know, we got them away quite easily and defended them really well. So I was happy with that aspect of our defence. And then we took the lead. We extended our lead, just before 10 minutes before half-time, I think it was, as we pressed them high up the pitch again, won it back. Surridge threw on goal after, I think, Cafu played him through, and another excellent finish from Surridge. And that gave us a 2-0 win at half, 2-0 lead at half-time. And we were probably well valued for it. You know, Grimsby were probably kicking themselves. They didn't take one of those headed chances. But on the whole, Forest were decent and probably deserved the lead at half-time. But that did change. That changed in the second half. I don't know what their manager said to them, but wow, they were brilliant in the second half. I think they had just over 15 shots. I think it was about 18, 19 shots they had. And they were just rampant. Forest had to survive the storm for most of the half. A lot of them were headed chances, again, from throw-ins that we weren't really coping with in the second half. But there was also some good football they were playing between the lines and getting through Forest, and just unlucky, really. They were unlucky. They just didn't have that Premier League quality that Forest had. And when Forest did have a chance, it was Surridge at the back post. Cafu played him through as Iwone advanced down the wing into Cafu. Cafu laid it off to Surridge in the penalty area and he blasted home from close range. And that's just the quality that really Grimsby were missing. And they were unlucky not to score in the 90 minutes. I think even us Forest fans could admit that we weren't at the races, we weren't at the best. And at full time, when it was confirmed we won 3-0, Cooper did no fist bumps. I liked that because it acknowledges that, you know, it was a day to give the squad to gel, to give game time to some of the players that aren't going to be in our first team. And it was also just a chance for a nice day out, really, for the fans. I'm sure many people went to Grimsby and had the day there. And to give, I think Zach Abbott was 16, he's getting his GCSE results on Thursday and he made his debut. So it was just a day out, really. And it was a day that we had to get the job done, and we did. So I was very happy with the way we did that. Very professional, very composed, and a good win for Forest.
Excellent stuff, George. We really appreciate you joining us to report on this match, and we hope you have enjoyed your 1865 debut. And listener, if you're interested in George's opinions, you can find him writing about Forest for our friends at The Famous Club. So if you go to The Famous Club on Twitter or go to the website, you can see George writing regular match reports over there. Now, you may have noticed that there's going to be a big week coming up for Forest. Obviously, a lot of first team players got a rest tonight, but they will be back in action next week. And so we have Tottenham Hotspur coming up on Sunday for the tea time kickoff, followed by Manchester City at the Etihad. So really, really big week for Forest. A real test of how well Forest have adapted to Premier League life after a couple of promising performances against West Ham and Everton. It'll also be good for Steve Cooper that certain players have managed to get minutes into their legs. Players like Biancon and Surridge. And, of course, good to have Yates and Freuler back into the contention. They will be able to be part of the squad in the forthcoming fixtures as we experience for the first time back-to-back Premier League fixtures with very little break in between. Of course, we will be back with match reports after both of those games in our more normal long-form format. And We also would like to ask a favour of you. So two things. Number one, the occasional thing where we sometimes ask, if you enjoy listening to us, then please do leave us a review on your podcast app. If you can leave a comment as well, that really helps other Forest fans to find our content. And we are the oldest Forest podcast. We've been going since 2008, and we've been providing match reports for you in that time. Also, at the moment, we are requesting you to nominate us for a Football Content Award as the best club content creator for Nottingham Forest in the Premier League. For all the details, you can have a look at our Twitter feed. It's our pinned tweet for the time being. And if you enjoy what we do, then we would really appreciate that nomination. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back with you very soon.
Podcast Network.